You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, Mac Energy are very happy. The Independent Planning Commission in New South Wales have given conditional approval to them to continue operations at Mount Pleasant here in Muswellbrook, the coal mine, until 2048, and also allowing them to expand their area of the site, so they can continue to draw more coal until December 2048. Is this good news for Muswellbrook? Well, that might be a dumb question, but the man who can answer it is our Mayor, Steve Reynolds. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Darren?
I'm good, mate. So, is this good news for the town?
That's great news for the town that things are proceeding. We, as you know, that we didn't oppose the project through the IPC. We raised concerns. As you can tell, there's been a number of items that have been highlighted that have to be adhered to by the mine, and furthermore stringent controls in place. I noticed by the release, I haven't received one myself, that during the peak production they look to be going from somewhere from 380 to 800 jobs for the area. So I think that's good news in light of what's happening at the moment with the nature of things with BHP, the announcement, but we'll wait and see what happens with mining. It has to also get the federal approval as yet, so one would think that should go through smooth, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, well, we must be cautious, but unless there's suddenly a change of mind down in Canberra, I would expect that would be, given the tech, there's also time for people to appeal and all that sort of stuff and legal action if they want to go down that route. But the majority of submissions to the IPC were in favour of it, as you would imagine here in Muswellbrook, because of the employment it will bring. I suppose the first question that actually comes to my mind, Steve, is that where are we going to put all these people? Because, the housing is... And places to live is still a big issue. Is council doing anything in that regard?
Oh, of course we are. It's something that's very topical on our lips every time we have a meeting. That and health, and what we can do to influence it. It's the housing situation, as you've seen. There's been a large subdivision put on at DA. We haven't, as council, has received it before us as to what the findings are. We've also got blocks of land that are due to be released over in Bimberdene, off Ironbark Road. But as I said, there's still some mines coming to the end of their term, and whether people are going to remain here locally or move on and try to go to a different area is yet to be seen. But I pretty much, you've seen it happen before. The housing stock at the moment is in crisis. I think it'll play itself out in the coming couple of years. But I do say come 2024, we are going to be in a little bit of a pickle when it comes to housing with all the construction, with the bypass, the Mangula then getting under construction further, and the pipeline to Sandy Hollow. There's going to be some real issues when it comes to housing. But, there's plenty of investors out there. And like I said, there's a large subdivision that's just been put out for Denman. There's some more up in Ironbark Ridge. So, Queen Street subdivision, there's land available.
So, are they going to come online in time, though?
One would hope so. I think there will be a little bit of a overlap there, but the market will determine that. And at the moment, I'd say that things are proceeding in a way that they need to happen faster. Everyone wants everything fast these days, but it's a matter of going through the process and ticking all the boxes and getting them done.
Is there anything, I know you and I have spoken before about the need to update planning laws so they're contemporary and allow us to do stuff with that land around the mines. Is there any planning laws that need changes that you've been lobbying Dave Lazell and the state government for in the housing side of things as well?
The housing side of things, was one of the critical things when I first took on the position, was there was a grant available for regional housing and the crisis that's happening. We're zoned as rural. A lot of people don't differentiate the difference of what happens in local, state and federal government. We're rural. And I lobbied Dave and he went in to bat for us to see if we can get in on part of this grant that was available for the regional housing. But falling under rural, there's no love there from the state government at the moment. So, we really need to put our foot to their throat and wait and see what happens when this election comes around, who the candidates are, and have a real good look at what's available to us, the best outcome for our community and our electorate.
You and I have spoken previously, Mayor Reynolds, as well, about the real struggle it is for councils to attract enough staff, especially in the area that processes DAs and stuff. But a little birdie tells me you've had a recruitment from Upper Huntershire Council recently, so that's got to be a boost for Musselbrookians who are trying to get DAs approved.
Most definitely. We had someone that had formerly left the organisation, went to the Upper Huntershire Council, and has come back, and he's a great asset to our team. We take a lot of pride in that in our staff. So, you know, it's all about, you know, providing the sustainability and financial position for this community going forward. So our DA department has really picked up at the moment with bringing, I can't name the staff member, but bringing him on board back into Ayrshire. So we're looking at some changes that should significantly happen in that area.
Yep. Well, that's good news, and let's hope this land does come online in time for the developers, and things like ever-increasing prices don't delay these things, because, by God, we need that extra housing sooner rather than later. Mayor Steve Reynolds, thank you for joining me on Hunter Valley Today.
Thank you very much, Darren.
That's Mayor Steve Reynolds on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.